VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump warned Sunday Iran better be careful after Tehran said Sunday it was boosting uranium enrichment beyond the limit set in the 2015 nuclear deal. Mr. Trump made his comments hours after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted that Iran's decision will lead to further isolation and sanctions.
Iran is doing a lot of bad things. And remember this, the Obama agreement, which was the most foolish agreement that you'll ever find. It expires in a very short period of time. So whether you have this conversation now or in a number of years from now.
Mr. Trump pulled the United States out of the nuclear deal last year and reimposed sanctions on Iran, which have severely crippled the Iranian economy. Iran has dropped out of part of the nuclear agreement and has threatened to increase uranium enrichment unless the remaining signatories to the 2015 deal provide more sanctions relief. Dozens of prominent Afghan citizens are meeting with Taliban representatives in the capital, Doha, on Monday for a second day of conference seeking to end the 18-year-old war.
Senior Taliban representative Mullah Abdul Salam Zaif told VOA that the group will not accept any decisions imposed on them despite political and military pressure.
The war community, including the government, including their alliance, they used all their best in the pressure in Afghanistan. But they are defeated. Now it is the time to respect each other and to respect the reality and to respect the right of each other. And then they will. We are sure we should find our way.
The Taliban has so far refused any talks with the Afghan government, calling it a U.S. puppet. The group said any government delegates in the current intra-Afghan talks are there in a private capacity.
VOA's Gladys Ahok reporting. This is VOA News. Acting United States Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McLeland is disputing reports of inadequate food, water, and sanitation in crowded detention centers along the U.S.-Mexico border. VOA's Marcus Harton.
McLeland said reports of unsanitary conditions and inadequate food and water were unsubstantiated.
So we've done a tremendous amount. Since December 30th, when we last talked about this, we had 20 medical providers in our facilities, border-wide. Now we have over 200. We've built soft-sided temporary facilities.
I mean, what I saw was a number of people at 14, up to 14 in one area, sleeping on the floors. A number of them saying they don't bathe within 15 days.
Representative Rashida Tlaib was part of a congressional delegation that toured the Clint, Texas border station last week. Marcus Harton, VOA News, Washington.
And some members of Congress are already calling for improved treatment of migrants in U.S. custody. Tens of thousands of people marched in the streets of Hong Kong once again Sunday to protest a law that would allow people to be extradited for trial to mainland China, where courts are controlled by the Communist Party. As the marchers dispersed late Sunday, hundreds of them clashed with police. At least two were taken away by police, according to the South China Morning Post. The heavily favored United States team has defeated Netherlands 2-0 in the Women's World Cup soccer final in France, securing its fourth title and winning back-to-back tournaments for the first time. U.S. forward Megan Rapinoe says that it was not an easy win.
We had some incredibly tough games to play, games where didn't play that well, games where we were under the pump, points in different games where it was very difficult, a lot of media attention, a lot of pressure, extremely difficult teams that we had to play. Our run through the tournament was very difficult.
The Americans defeated four other European teams, Sweden, Spain, France, and England, on their way to the final and dominated Sunday in defeating the reigning European champion, Dutch. 5 days after a Libyan detention center for migrants was bombed, killing more than 50 people, a hunger strike inside the compound reached its third day. One protester being held at the detention center told VOA, "We don't need to eat. We didn't touch the food. We need to be out of Libya." The airstrikes hit the detention center late Tuesday after international organizations warned both sides of Libya's ongoing war that civilians were being held at that location, which had been targeted before. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Today. The Voice of America. VOA 1.